With your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Trevor Williams.
This week on the Farm Traveler Podcast, and just in time for Valentine's Day, we're going to talk about chocolate. Specifically, we're interviewing Deus Bencomo from Lavaloha in Hawaii. Lavaloha grows single-origin Hawaiian chocolate, and Deus will give us the whole scoop on how chocolate is made in Hawaii.
Is after you harvest your cacao pods, you're going to want to split them, and inside of the cacao pods is this fuzzy, pulpy, white bean. And inside that bean, it's purple. You want to, after you split all your pods, you put them in a bin, rotate them, mix them real good every couple of days till they reach like 110 to 120 degrees. Once they hit that max temperature, that means they're fully fermented and you can take them out to dry. The drying period kind of takes a little bit longer. I would say about 2 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks, depending on what our rain situation is like.
Deus also says the Hawaiian agriculture industry is much more diverse than you might think.
For this island, the big island of Hawaii, one of the big ag commodities is cattle. There's a lot of cattle ranching going on over here. Pretty expensive beef patties on your hand. You can buy a $15 burger without any condiments. It's pretty good beef, though. We do have some great beef products out here. Chocolate industry is relatively new. I'd say it's probably only started up in the past 20 years.
To listen to the whole interview with Deus and to listen to other Farm Traveler podcast episodes, simply search for Farm Traveler on your favorite podcast app or go to thefarmtraveler.com. This has been the Southeast Regional Ag Report.